When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with Snapshot from Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Ghost in the Night with Phil Sams.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Ghost in the Night, a hauntings and paranormal podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to check out this podcast. I'm excited to be here tonight. Like I was speaking earlier before I started recording, did not think I was going to do a live episode tonight. But I'm here, and so I don't really have anything, I didn't really plan anything ahead of time, but I wanted to just hop on here since I had the time and not miss a Sunday live recording, because I am starting to enjoy them a little bit more and more every time I do them. So here I am. But before we get started, I do want to take this opportunity to thank the Cincinnati Ghost Chasers, not Ghost Chasers, what am I talking about? The Cincinnati Ghost Seekers, who have been so helpful in the podcast and spreading the word, and they have sponsored this episode because they are having a live event this Halloween night. If you have always wanted to do a paranormal investigation and never had the opportunity, and you want to go to a haunted location with an abundance of activity, they have an opportunity for you, and this is what it is. It is Posttown Elementary here in Ohio. It's in Middletown, Ohio, to be exact. And they are doing a live event. I believe it's $40. Gets you in the door. Gets you a live ghost hunt with the team. It gets you food. It gets you drink. It gets you all that good stuff. And it's only $40. You can go get your tickets at, I believe, CincyGhostTickets.com. Or just visit their Facebook page and ask them how you can get it. Or you'll see some links on there. But thank them. I want to thank them for actually sponsoring this show. And if you want to go ghost hunt, help them out. Go. It's a good time. I've been there, I believe, 2 years ago. I've been to Posttown twice. Had some interesting activity there myself. It kind of confuses me a little bit sometimes because it's hot and cold sometimes. But it's a great place to investigate because you never know what you're going to get. So thanks to the Cincinnati Ghost Seekers for sponsoring the podcast. Go to CincyGhostTickets.com to get your tickets to go to this live event on Halloween night. How awesome is that? They are doing an event on actual Halloween night. It should be a good time. So head up and get your tickets. Now tonight, we are going to talk about demons. Like I said, I didn't really have anything planned, but I think I might be changing my mind about demons, honestly. I've done a little research here. You know, I come across a lot of stuff in my journeys and when I research for podcast episodes or things such as that. And I've always taken the concept, the demon concept, or the idea of what most people think demons are, is they are Satan's minions, they are his underlings, they are fallen angels that were cast out of heaven, and they were basically have come to, not necessarily this realm, but they spend their time wreaking havoc here on earth, making our lives miserable. So they were fallen angels. They never took human form. They never had a life here, but they spend their time trying to make our lives a living hell and bring us over to the dark side. But is that really the case? I don't know. That is my, I kind of, as I've grown as a person and kind of thought more and more about the paranormal, I shared that concept that they were fallen angels. And I'm not necessarily saying I don't believe they are fallen angels, but I think there's more to it than just that. I think there is something greater going on, or not even greater. I think it's more complex than that. No matter what you believe about the afterlife, whether you believe in God, whether you believe in heaven or hell, there is definitely some evil, there is some darkness that is on this. Thank you, Barbara. It'll be up, so I understand you got things to do. Go check out what you got to check out, even though PBS, that's almost a little offensive that PBS is more important than me. I'm just joking. It'll be up, and you can catch it later. Thank you, though, for stopping in. I greatly appreciate it. And always, don't forget, I do record. If you're listening to this podcast through your Audible, however you take in your podcast, I do record these on Sundays, generally, at approximately about 8 o'clock, and then I post them later. So if you're listening to this in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, if you wanted to join the party and come watch these live, get early access to each episode, or not each episode, but certain episodes. I'm trying to do more episodes per week, but at least one of those episodes generally is going to be a live recording, or I record them live on Facebook, and you can go to Ghost of the Night, my Facebook page, just search it, and you will find it. And you can get early access, you can interact with me during the episode, just like Barbara did, who is a family friend, known me since birth, so she's known me for a while, because I'm old. But let's get back to demons now. Demons, I'm not changing my mind, but I think it's more complicated. I think there's more to it than just fallen angels or non-human entities. I think it's very possible that maybe we're making it too complex. We're making it too supernatural. I've always said that there has to be evil. There's definitely evil in this world. There's definitely things that we can't comprehend. So the supernatural, the paranormal is real because we don't understand what they are or what it is. So we need to do research. We need to think about what is going on. But demons have always kind of got the negative side. And I do believe there's negativity out there. There is definitely something negative. There's darker energy. You can't have good energy and not have bad energy. The universe in all realms are balanced. So you can't have good without bad. You can't have light without dark. You need all of that to balance out the universe, balance out the spiritual world, balance out you as a person. You need all of that. You need balance. So we are not one thing. There's parts of us that are amazing, parts of us that are great or good, but we all have a darker side. We all have skeletons in the closet. We are not one thing. And why should the universe be any different? I think we definitely have both sides to us as individuals, as spirit beings. So I think there is some cohesion or some similarities between us and the spirit world. So naturally there's going to be darker energy. There's going to be evil, malevolent spirits out there that are looking to do us harm. Just like there are, if you want to use the word angels, there are angels or guardian angels. There are those that are looking to help us, guide us through things such as life and problems that we may have. But you can't have the angels without the demons. Now, are these angelic beings, these spirit guides or guardian angels or whatever, or are they just really cool, good spirits? And just like demons, are these Satan's hierarchy, Satan's army that were cast out of hell, that joined the rebellion, joined Lucifer in the rebellion? Very possible. I'm not saying it's not. That is the common thought. That is what the religious scholars believe, but I think it's more complex than that. I think it needs to be addressed. I've always said this, and if I'm being monotonous, I know if you've heard, follow this podcast from the beginning, you know that the paranormal is so complex. We don't have all the answers. We're all shooting in the dark. We're all just guessing. So that's the beauty of it, and that's what I enjoy about the paranormal. You don't have to be a expert, because there's no such thing as an expert in the paranormal. There's people who have an immense amount of knowledge, but they don't have the answers. There's not any one person that is right. So you can do what I'm about to do in this episode and kind of go out on a limb, kind of think about it in a different way, and you might be right. But you don't know. We don't know. And demons, like I said, we have the common knowledge of what people think demons are. I mean, in the past, demons have got the blame for everything. And, you know, let me talk about that for a minute real quick. You know, in ancient times, with people that, you know, they didn't really know a lot about science per se, and they were more spiritual. I don't want to say, they just thought about life differently than us. We have been, you know, a little bit more science-oriented as technology has increased and science has kind of taken over. So we know that there are different aspects of life that don't necessarily, might not include, they're natural. It's not some evil force pushing us. But that's not, that. I don't know if that's completely right when you really sit down and think about it. Because it seemed like with everything the ancients thought at times, you know, every little bad thing that happened to us was caused by a demon. Whether somebody got sick or their life was in peril or something, it was caused by a demonic force exerting its will on that person. A scapegoat, if you will. It was the demon's fault that things weren't going your way, that something bad has happened to you. That very well might be. But it's also, it also might be just bad luck. You know, shit happens. And things go wrong. Things go sideways from time to time for no apparent reason. But maybe that does have some credence to it. And things interacting with us on a spiritual level might push us in one direction. You know, the old, you have a good angel on your shoulder and then the little devil on your other shoulder whispering in your ear which way you're going to go. Now, is that all in your head? Or is that actually, you know, outside influencing from something in the spirit world beating you down and trying to make you think or do bad things or go in a different direction that might not be the best thing for you? Very possible. I don't know. I don't know the answer to this question. And like I said, that's why I'm fascinated with the question. If we don't, there's no way to prove either or. There's only one way to prove this, and that is when we pass. We will have all the answers at that point. It could just be nothing. It could just be darkness, and that's it. Or you could go to hell, or you could go to heaven, or you could go to just a different realm. I don't know. Or you can be reincarnated as a frog. I don't know. That's the beauty of this. And like I said in past episodes, you know, that's what drives a lot of people. They don't know. They're looking to find answers in what is after this life. But demons this episode is, have I changed my mind about demons? I'm going to say no, I haven't, but I think there's more to it than meets the eye. We have to keep our mind open. We have to kind of think about it in certain ways sometimes. Or at least think about it outside the box. And that is what this episode is basically about, is looking at the concept of demons in a different light. Maybe, and hear me out here, maybe they aren't Satan's troopers, Satan's stormtroopers. They're just assholes that passed away. We've all met assholes in our lives that we just don't like, that have spend their life trying to feed off our negativity or feed off our pain. We've all met those people. Some people call them energy vampires. But we've met those type of people that seem to enjoy pain, enjoy suffering. They're not happy unless they are miserable. We've all met those people. And probably there's times in my life where, you know, I've been kind of that way. You know, I've always, the old adage that, you know, pain's good. Pain keeps you, that's how you know you're alive. I think it was Roadhouse. I don't know. Maybe not. Drawing a blank. Anyway, I've been like that in my life. You know, pain's not necessarily a bad thing. But I don't strive for it. I don't like to see others suffer. But there are those people. Now, what happens to those people when they pass on? Do they change? Do they have some miracle change of thought where they automatically become a good person? Absolutely not. Why would they? Why would somebody change their, or why would their personality be any different in the afterlife than it was in the spirit world? So if somebody passes away that was just an asshole, a serial killer, naturally they're not going to be change their tune when they go into the spirit world, when they go into hell, or if you believe in hell, or in purgatory, or whatever you believe in, or whatever you believe the afterlife is all about. They're not going to change, so maybe they get their rocks off by screwing with us a little bit in our reality. They feed off that energy, because I do believe, and I've said this in the past, that negative spirits, negative ghosts, demons, if you will, do feed off our fear, do feed off our energy. Because if you are having a demonic, and I'm just using their terms, like I said, I'm not 100% believer in any of it. I keep my options open. But a demonic infestation or demonic something evil in your home, it feeds off your fear. It feeds off the negative thoughts, your fear, your anger. It feeds on all of that. And human beings can be like that when they're alive. So, like I said, why would they change? So maybe these people, when they pass, these evil, these negative people, when they pass, they do linger in their realm, in this, the next realm, and have interaction with us because they get their energy. It makes them feel better about what has happened, about what has, maybe they died in a negative way or surprise. They weren't ready for death. And so they just keep doing what they were doing when they were alive in their afterlife. And they, oh, Kelly, my better half is watching. Nice. You got a little grief from me, so now you're watching. Uh-huh. This is a mercy watch, isn't it? A pity watch. We'll go with that one. I'm just teasing. But why can't just when you pass away, if an asshole passes away, he's going to be an asshole in the afterlife, and they are living that next realm, in that next realm, to actually wreak havoc on us. That's very possible, and you can't discount that. But, I don't know. You be sure, you know, let me know what you think. If you have, at any point, if you want to shoot me an email, be sure to do that at gitmpodcast@gmail.com. That is the best email to get me or get with me. You know, so if you want to add to the conversation, be sure to do it that way. But, you know, I don't think we have all the answers when it comes to demon. I'm not even 100% positive that demon is the right word. I think the church has, I think it's more complicated than what the church and other people think it is. I think it is, there's multiple possibilities here. Sure, I do believe that the concept of demons as the most common concept of demons is very possible, and I'm sure that is one aspect of it. But, like we just talked about, I think when negative or evil people pass away, they have to do something. You know, do I think they just go to hell? I don't know. Maybe that's, you know, evil people's heaven is actually hell, and they enjoy that, so they enjoy wreaking havoc on us. It's very possible. I don't know. But I just don't think you can say all the negative energy in the world is completely caused by spirits that have never been humans. I mean, we can move into what actually are spirits and ghosts. You know, are they dimensional? Is there, when we pass away, do we go to another realm, dimension, whatever you want to call it? And we do have interactions. You can kind of break that barrier at times. And naturally, if that's what you believe, then there is a possibility that there's negative people or negative entities in that dimension that can wreak havoc on us a little bit. And that is what a demon is. I don't know. I mean, that's the beauty of it. I do not know what the hell's going on. And I think but you have to, you know, think about it. You have to, you know, throw this out there. And, you know, maybe I'm completely off base here, but I think it's nice to keep an open mind and maybe throw out some different theories from time to time. I don't know. Let me know what you think. But I don't know. This is really, you know, the bottom line is you need to keep an open book or open mind. You need to not be so narrow-minded in your thinking and be open to different explanations. Not everything is black and white. You know, there are shades of gray. So what I'm saying tonight might be factual, but what I said in the previous episode of, I believe it's called What Are Demons, you know, it might be a combination of both. So that is what you need to take into account. That is what you need to, you know, research. That is what I continue to do. And don't think you have all the answers, because nobody has all the answers when it comes to the paranormal. So, very nice. I mean, I'm really looking forward to hearing your opinion. So be sure to reach out on Twitter at @night_ghost. That is my Twitter handle. That is another great way to interact with me. Follow me while you're there. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Leave a comment there. That is another great way to interact with me. And while you're there, naturally subscribe. Give a thumbs up. Don't give a thumbs down. You can if you don't like it. I'm okay with it. But share your thoughts. That's the best way to come to some kind of understanding. Because you might have a concept that I've never thought about. And you might teach me something. And you might open my mind to a different aspect of this dilemma or this problem or the paranormal in general that I haven't thought about. And that means we can grow together and move that much closer to finding some answers. Like I said, we'll never know 100% what is really going on until we pass away. But, you know, that's something to look forward to. So that's going to wrap up this episode. I think I kept this one short because, like I said, I wasn't planning on doing a live stream tonight, but here we are, and I'm glad I at least got an opportunity to do it. But we do have a lot coming up in future episodes. If you're watching this on the live stream, tomorrow I'm doing an interview with Daryl from Post Town Elementary. He's the owner of, it's been confirmed, I've still got to get with him, but he is the owner of Post Town Elementary, the live event next on Halloween night. He's going to come on, and we're going to hopefully talk a little bit about Post Town, some of the activity that goes on there, what you can look forward to. I don't know whether that's going to be live. I'm having a little bit of a issue with the computer live streams because I'm live streaming on my phone hooked into my mixer and all that stuff. I was having an issue getting the computer to live stream properly. Too many webcams. But I don't know if it's going to be live streamed. Hopefully, I'll try to work it out to where I can live stream it tomorrow, and I don't even have an exact time. He just said he would come on, and I got to get with him. I'm going to send him an email probably tonight and tomorrow just to lock down an exact time, but it'll probably be after 8 o'clock when I have him on. So I doubt if that'll be live streamed, probably, but it'll be up probably, you know, Wednesday, Thursday on the podcast feed. So be on the lookout for that. It's the subject to change. I might live stream it, but I don't know. Don't hold me to it. I've been thinking a lot about the paranormal, you know, even more so than normal. I've been writing my thoughts down a little bit, keeping a little bit of a paranormal journal to kind of, you know, spark some thoughts on future episodes. And actually this demon episode here, my thoughts were written down one day, and I said, you know what, that would make an interesting topic, and I think I might do it again, because, you know, I haven't really researched it that much, you know, but I was just sharing my thoughts on it. So that, be on the lookout for more, not different perspectives of the paranormal. Well, yeah, different perspectives of the paranormal, and trying to think about it in a different light, or coming about the paranormal maybe in a different way to kind of get light and bring some things to at least answer, you know, kind of make us answer some questions, or, you know, at least have a better thought of the paranormal, and just don't be old and starchy and think of things the same way over and over and over again. And because the more you think about it and the more different ways you think about it, it might help clarify some things. It might spark some new thoughts. It might help move us that much closer to having a little bit better understanding. So be on the lookout for some off the wall crap, just different way of thinking about the paranormal. I'm really kind of here the past few days thinking really hard about meditation, and is that a great way to open up the psychic world to you, the spirit world, maybe? And because meditation gets your brain into a different mode, and maybe that is how you access the spirit world. So some of these psychic mediums, they have trained their brains to open up and pick up different frequencies that are vibrating on a different realm or whatever, and that is what they have done. So that is how we as normal people can maybe meditate and get our brain waves going in sync with other realms, and that opens us up to the spirit world or the psychic world, whatever. So meditation is it's interesting. I've never meditated in my life. I'm not that patient. My OCD kicks in a little bit, and I don't like sitting still that long unless I'm going to sleep. Probably if I meditated, I'd fall asleep in 10 minutes. If that long. But I want to research that a little bit more and kind of do a whole episode on that. Does meditation connect us to the spirit world or the psychic world? And I've actually thought about doing a little bit of a experiment. I'm sure you listen to this podcast, you probably have heard of the Ganzfeld experiment, where it's stripping away all your sensors and your senses to where you just have a red light in your face with, you know, looking through ping pong balls, where you keep your eyes open, noise canceling headphones with plain white noise. And it's just what I know, little I know about it is it kind of takes away the clutter of your mind, all the outside influences that are bombarding our senses. It zones us in, and some people who have done it, you know, have had some weird experience, almost psychedelic experiences. So I was wondering if you can do that experiment, get in a different state of mind, or maybe open your mind up to be more in tune with your surroundings and frequencies and energies. Could we do a little bit of experiment where I can concentrate doing that type of experiment and possibly pick up something, maybe spirit world interaction, or have somebody in the house, you know, get an object, a random object, and can I get a picture of that in my head? Little experiment there. I don't know. Thinking about doing that, maybe I'll record it, use the video camera and record it, and as I'm doing the experiment, communicate what I'm seeing. I think that would actually make for an interesting episode. So maybe I'll do that, but I definitely want to, you know, think more about meditation and ways to possibly improve your everybody's psychic ability. Because there are some people, a lot of people actually, believe that we all have some sort of psychic ability. It's in everybody. It's just, unfortunately, society and the way we're brought up kind of blocks it, closes us off. Plus, we have all this outside interference that gets in the way of our being able to interact and tap into that mode of thinking or that brainwave, brain activity or whatever. So I really think that we all do have some sort of psychic ability, and it's not out of the question. Now, naturally, I believe that there are some people that are better at it than others. Just like, you know, music or sports, there are some people that are amazing and have a natural gift for it, and no matter how hard I try, I will never be an NBA player. But I can play basketball. I can shoot the ball, you know, but I'm not good at it. But I can still do the activity. Maybe psychic ability is the same. Just because you can have some ability, you can do it a little bit. You can do it and have some success, but you might not be able to call the police and find a dead body or help them solve a murder. But you can have some success in the psychic, picking up on things in a psychic way. So I think I'm going to do that experiment. I don't know exactly how we're going to do it yet. I have some time to think about, but be on the lookout for that. I want to start doing a few more paranormal headlines, just grabbing headlines from the day, the week, the month, whatever, and talk a little bit more about that. I don't know if it's a complete episode worthy. Maybe we'll do a segment and episodes and maybe some of these live streams. So that is kind of where the direction I want the podcast to go. And I do want to do more episodes per week. For the past 2 years, essentially, I've been more of a, you know, once a week thing, with maybe taking a week here or two off, maybe taking a month off. I've done that. But I want to do at least guaranteed one episode a week, and do bonus episodes or filter in through other days, in the middle of the week, do, you know, drop another episode just to do more for you guys. And because I do appreciate everybody that listens to the podcast. Now, the next episode I do, I think I'm going to talk about outside the interview tomorrow. I've recently got asked a question that kind of was, you know, interesting, and it got me thinking about things in a different way. But the question was, what was the scariest paranormal situation I'd ever been in? You know, because if you've listened to me, you know I've done multiple investigations. I haven't done much this year, just for the mere fact of what's been going on this year. But I've been on multiple investigations. I've had multiple experiences throughout my many years walking on this earth. And so they want to know what was the most scared I'd ever been. I think it's a good question. So I've been thinking about that. And I do have some stories. And there is one particular situation or episode or whatever you want to call it that sticks out in my mind. Maybe not for the same reason you're thinking or you might think. So I'm going to share that probably the next episode. It probably won't be a live episode. I'll probably just record that and drop it into the RSS feed and YouTube. I mean, it'd be kind of, you know, I want to do that one or that episode justice, so I might not do it live. I want to keep the live episodes kind of more free and more loosey-goosey. But that is what is coming forward in Ghosts of the Night. You know, thank you for everybody who reaches out and follows me on Twitter, like I said, at @night_ghost, Facebook, people who catch out the live version of these podcast episodes, you know, ghostsofthenight.com or Ghosts of the Night, you know, facebook.com/ghostsofthenight. Instagram, you can follow me there as well at @ghost_night_podcast. And those are really the three main, I am on LinkedIn, but don't do much there. Those are the main social media accounts that I use, that I naturally YouTube as well. Every episode does have a video that goes along with it. But it's, so there's multiple ways to check out this podcast. We are on Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, naturally Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, whatever they're freaking called now. TuneIn, just about anywhere you can get the audio version, or you get audio podcast. Well, that's what a podcast is, audio. Kind of redundant there. But wherever you get any podcast player, we should be on, and I'm pretty sure we're on just about every one of them. But however you get it, however you do take in the podcast, be sure to comment, be sure to subscribe, like it, give a thumbs up, and most importantly, be sure to share it with somebody else who has a fascination for the paranormal, who has a fascination with the spirit world, or cryptids. We talk cryptids, we talk UFOs, we talk just about anything to do with the paranormal here on Ghosts of the Night. So thank you for your support. The numbers are growing. I'm getting more and more downloads on the audio version of the podcast every week. Matter of fact, this month, we haven't had our best month, but month number two, the best month we've had in a year, and we've been growing, you know, consistently every month. We did have one month last year that was off the charts. I don't know what the hell happened, but we are consistently getting more and more downloads every month. So I greatly appreciate you guys for checking out the podcast. On the audio side of it, we are, you know, retention rate. You guys are listening. I greatly appreciate it. So if you're listening to the whole podcast, be sure to reach out. Be sure to say hi, whether it be email or one of the social media accounts. Let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts. And if you have a story, I would love to share it. So that's going to wrap up this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to be on the lookout for my interview with Daryl from Post Town Elementary coming. I will be interviewing hopefully tomorrow night. Like I said, I don't know if it's going to be live, but I will release it probably Tuesday or Wednesday onto the audio feed. And then naturally, it'll be up on YouTube. Maybe by some miracle, I will get it on Facebook Live, but that's going to be a tough sell right now. And plus, I haven't talked to him about it, so, you know, I don't know if he'd want to be live on the podcast. So that is what we got coming up. Thank you for taking the time to check out the podcast, and we will see you next week. Take care, everybody.
Switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019.
Be order breakfast at the McDonald's drive-thru. Tell yourself you'll wait to eat it at work, but it smells way too good. So you eat it right there in the McDonald's parking lot meal. There's a meal for every morning at McDonald's.
Right now, get any size iced coffee for 99 cents until 11 a.m. and pair it with your favorite breakfast sandwich or one of our tasty bakery treats. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.